You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. More than 25 years ago, something iconic was filmed in Delaware.
We don't read and write poetry because it's cute. We read and write poetry because we are members of the human race, and the human race is filled with passion.
That's the late Robin Williams as John Keating in Dead Poets Society. The 1989 drama is still pretty much the only major production shot entirely in Delaware, but state officials are hoping that will change soon. The legislature gave approval this year for a Motion Picture and Television Development Commission to work under the State Department of Finance. The aim is to bring in productions that could create jobs and leave a lasting economic impact on the state. Details on the commission are still being ironed out, but T.J. Healy has been helping out with the planning process. He runs the nonprofit Film Delaware, which has been working on bringing in new productions for the past several years. Delaware Public Media's Annie Ropeek spoke with him to learn more.
So until now, Delaware has been the only state in the country without a commission like this, and you've been filling that gap as the head of Film Delaware for, I guess, a number of years. So tell me what your basic goal is in that job.
My partner, Paul McConnell, who's a Wilmington developer, and myself started Film Delaware, I don't know, 3-4 years ago. And we're a nonprofit film office, and we basically take all the calls that would come into any of the economic development offices in Delaware about filming, where to film, et cetera, et cetera. Because I come from the film business. I'm a native Delawarean, but I come from the big film business.
So, well, tell me more about some of the kinds of calls that you field. I mean, what does this business really look like
Delaware? We are a great state. One of the reasons we don't have a big tax incentive programs. A number of years ago, feature films were going to wherever, whatever states, whatever countries were paying them more money to film there. So they started calling it these tax incentive programs, where states were offering tax credits to bring your production to their states. Some of them were very aggressive at the time. We had looked into it a number of years ago when John Carney, our then lieutenant governor, we were on a task force to try to get something together back in early 2000s, I guess, to see what we could do as far as attracting film here. And he dragged me out of a meeting one day when we were meeting with some other commissioners from states, and they were talking about these incentives. And John said, by the way, TJ, our tax incentives aren't worth anything because we don't have any taxes. So that sort of brought me to a stop in my head, like, okay, that's great.
So what do you do in Delaware? I mean, former Lieutenant Governor Carney was right.
Well, that's the problem. Uh-huh. It's been a tough sell. I've started. I mean, when we brought Dead Poets here in 1988,
I wanted to ask about Dead Poets. Would you kind of characterize that as the biggest production that we've had filmed
absolutely.
In Delaware? Okay.
Oh, absolutely. It was an $18 million budget. Okay, of which that production, through its economic development, through hiring and room nights and et cetera, left close to $7 million on this economy. And it literally cost the state zero. And that's why they give tax credits out in these other states. They figure if they give them a $2 million tax credit, that they're going to get back, you know, $4 million, $5 million, $6 million, $10 million, no matter what the number is, in economic development into the state. That would be jobs, room nights, in hotels, restaurants, equipment, supplies, car rentals, et cetera, et cetera.
So how do you entice productions to come into Delaware? What's
okay,
Delaware
well, first,
selling?
First of all, there has been no, when we took over the film office to that point had not been doing any advertising through the Economic Development Office. And this by no means, I am not putting down the Economic Development Office at all. This is just something that we had to do. Because when we haven't had a production since 1988, really, that anybody even knew about, it's really tough to go to the average worker bee senator or rep and say, hey, this is a good idea. You know, in the economic development, the people in the economic development, you know, they have like real hardcore development stuff out there that they work on. not like, oh, it's a fluffy film, you know, we're not interested. And I think people just write that stuff off.
Right. So what kind of sell are we talking about here? I mean, what have you been able, what have has the state been able to bring in right now, and how are you hoping the commission is going to change that?
Believe me, there is no big feature film that has been breaking our door down to get here, okay? We get a lot of reality shows. We get a lot of these 2-3-4 week shoots, you know, with small crew, small budgets. We get them in all over the state. We get them a lot in. Now we'll start getting dribs and drabs in all through the summer at the beaches. And then we get a few. We've done a number of food shows. So that's because nobody knows we're open for business. To open for business, you have to be listed. You have to be listed with the Directors Guild. You have to be listed with the Producers Guild. You have to be listed with the American or the Association of Film Commissioners. You've got to be, and it's all money, 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 money. And
it costs money to be listed.
Absolutely. And what are we going to sell them once they come here? Well, they've got to do it the old way. The old way is, producer calls, hey, we've got a script, would be great for Delaware, we really want to come there, is there any way we can get any money to come here, et cetera, et cetera. They would have to send, and the way this development, this new commission is set up, is we're under the Secretary of Finance, and then one of our ex officios is the director of DenRec. People say, what? What's that all about? Well, finance is the only way that we're going to be able to do a movie here. So, in other words, if you have a $20 million movie that you want to do and you say, hey, TJ, hey, we'd really like to come to Delaware. Is there any kind of incentives or anything? I'd say, okay, send me your budget. Then we would sit down through the Secretary of Finance. We would sit down with their offices, and we would see, okay, how many crew they're going to hire, what's the W-2s, how much in W-2s are they going to pay, how much in 1099s are they going to pay, how many room nights, you know, we're going to be here for 4 months, 100 rooms a night for 4 months. You know, does that total up? What are the other totals up? What are you going to spend here in production cost, et cetera, et cetera? And then we could come up with a figure of, wow, they could leave out of a $20 million budget, they could leave, making these figures up totally, $6 million. Well, maybe it might be worth the state $1.5 million to pay them to come in, to help them out to come in.
And you do
through a grant.
And what's DenRec's role?
DenRec, believe it or not, we have to license properties from them all the time because they're parks. Parks come under them. So anytime we film out at Cape Henlopen, which we filmed out there a lot, we filmed at other state parks. We filmed Newcastle as a state park, basically. So any of the old town hall buildings, which we've done a number of shoots in, are all part of that. So they make it, you know, they have Fort DuPont, which is a huge Civil War fort. So they have a lot of properties in the state that would be beneficial for us to work with them and help us work when I want to bring films in. So that was good.
Mm-hmm. And tell me, so going back to Dead Poets Society, why do you think they wanted to film that here? What was the draw from Delaware?
One of the reasons is Peter Weir was back here, and I was working on a film called, it was Harrison Ford, Witness. And we would drive from out in Lancaster in 30th, I mean in Lancaster Avenue, into Philadelphia.
Because they filmed that in actual Amish country, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. Uh-huh. Bird in hand and out in there and on a Mennonite farm. So anyway, he got the script. So I get a call. A number of people in the state have gotten calls. And he really liked it. They were going to actually do it up in Pennsylvania because he liked it because he remembered seeing the academies up there and the old schools coming in from Lancaster into Philadelphia. And we looked at the script, and a couple people had called me about it and got the state involved, and all of a sudden we're doing everything in here in Delaware.
And so it could be again.
Yeah, but everybody was into it. You know, I've got kids that come up to me, or not kids, they're adults now, that said, oh, man, I was going to St. Edmunds, or I was going to Tower Hill. and I was doing this and I was doing that, and we were in the party scene, or we were in this scene, or we were in the church scene, or we were wherever, or my best friend was that. And it's amazing, just this one little movie, what this one little movie did. And if you ever saw Dead Poets, or if you watch it again, everything, every scene, every inch of film was shot here in the state of Delaware.
Thanks to T.J. Healy of the nonprofit Film Delaware and our Annie Ropeek for their time on The Green this week. The Green continues in a moment with Enlighten Me and a conversation with a local coach heading to the Special Olympics World Games this month. You're listening to Delaware Public Media.